and welcome to another installment of the SaaS Insight and Innovators podcast series. I'm Shelley Gooden, and today we're speaking with Howard Schreier, author of the new SaaS book, Proc SQL by Example, Using SQL Within SaaS. To learn more about this book, visit our website at saas.com/bookstore. Howard, thanks so much for agreeing to speak with us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, your new book is about to hit the stands, and all of our early reviews for it have been extremely positive. In particular, the extensive use of your samples in the book has been praised. Can you speak to this a little, as well as tell our listeners who may not be familiar with SQL exactly what that is?
All right. Maybe we better start with the second question first.
Sure.
What SQL is, and I'm not going to try to launch into a complex explanation here. It's a language which kind of grew up in the world of relational database management systems. It's been implemented by, I think, all of the RDBMS vendors. And it's somewhat new, though, newer to SaaS. Mm-hmm. I think it came in version 6, I believe.
Okay.
And it's a different language than the rest of SaaS. And because it wasn't developed by SaaS developers, it was just implemented after it was invented elsewhere, it looks very different than anything else you'll encounter in SaaS. A different frame of reference for the user. Basically, instead of instructing SaaS on what to do kind of step-by-step, the user specifies the characteristics of the output and leaves it to the software to figure out exactly how the result should be derived. So it forces you to think a little differently.
Is that sort of, is that why you structured your book the way that you did in terms of using examples to illustrate?
Well, that was sort of the mandate I had when I started the book. When I first talked to SaaS Press about it, there was some interest, apparently, in having these side-by-side examples. So I decided to use that as the foundation for the book. So I haven't counted the number of examples. There are many, many dozens of them in the book. And what I do typically is show how to do something using the data step and to a lesser extent procs like proc free, sort, summary, the everyday procs. And then I'll show how to do the same thing using SQL. And I hope that way people will be able to see both frames of reference and sort of mentally integrate the two frames of reference.
Well, I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit about your background use in SaaS and how you began working with SQL.
I'm an economist by training, and I worked for many years at the Department of Commerce. I worked with industry data and with international trade data. That gave me some fairly substantial data sets to work with. And I found SAS was recommended to me by colleagues when I started working in the unit where I spent most of the time. And I found that it was very versatile, very powerful. It's not simple, but I found that there's hardly anything you can't do with SAS. So I found it was the kind of the go-to tool for the things I needed to do. And it was sort of very satisfying to be able to have a problem, be able to do a little thinking, a little research, a little testing, and inevitably be able to solve the problem with SaaS.
Why did you write this particular book?
Well, I wrote the book, and I started writing the book shortly before I retired from Commerce. And it was my plan to, or my hope, to be able to extend my SaaS career even after my career with the government ended. But I wanted something, and I wanted some things to do that left me some flexibility in my time, you know, getting away from the standard workday.
Right.
The book project was a perfect fit for that.
And who is the audience for this book?
The primary audience for the book is the SaaS user who's got pretty good experience with SaaS, but hasn't really gotten into SQL. Maybe has dabbled with it, or maybe has not used it at all. And I'm using the techniques of sort of a basic SaaS as a framework and drawing comparisons. And by doing that, I hope to help that user read, think about it, test, and say, aha, okay, now I understand how that's going to work. Now I see how SQL can serve not as a as a substitute for the tools he or she already knows, but as a complement, as something to be used together with, or to be used where it has strengths, and not to be used where the data step or whatever is perfectly good. That's the primary audience.
Okay.
I kind of think that this book could also be used by someone who might be new to SAS but has experience using SQL with other products. Now, going in that direction, it's sort of backwards from the flow, and most of the explanations in the book are about SQL.
Right.
Meaning that the non-SQL side of things is already familiar. But I knew that that assumption wasn't going to hold all the time for anybody. There's nobody who's got, you know, every feature of SAS down pat. So what I tried to do, where I saw that, you know, there might be gaps or people might need a little reinforcement, was I tried to provide a lot of references to the documentation. So while one of my examples might have presumed a fairly extensive knowledge of, let's say, ProcFreak, realizing that some people might be a little rusty at that or haven't had occasion to use it very much, I would put in pointers to the documentation so that somebody would be able to get up to speed as necessary. So I think that'll make the book usable to a wider variety of people.
It certainly sounds like it, and as I mentioned at the beginning, I mean, the reviews have been very strong that have come in already for the book, and the way you've structured it sounds very user-friendly for a variety of people of different levels, so that sounds great. Speaking of your book again, I know this is the first book that you've written, and I'm wondering if you'd care to share the most surprising aspect of writing a book or whether you have any tips for prospective authors.
There was very little, actually, that surprised me. It did take a lot of time, but I kind of expected that. And I found that there was a lot of help. You know, I always thought that I was a fairly good writer, but I sure got a lot of help from the editors at SAS Press, and also from the reviewers at SAS Press found, not the reviewers who read the book in its final form so much as the technical reviewers who read the early chapters,
right,
first drafts, and made a lot of suggestions. So I guess if there's anything I would suggest to other people writing books for SAS Press, it's that you can count on getting a lot of very valuable help in the process.
Oh, that's great for us to hear. We appreciate that. And I'll close with one last question, if I may. When you're not working or writing, how do you enjoy spending your free time?
Well, it's surprising how little free time one has.
Very true.
Get involved in enough things. I don't know. There are a lot of things. I guess I can mention a couple of things. Is I've been involved for a very long time with Amnesty International, and for the past 4 years, I've served as the Virginia Legislative Coordinator, which makes me, I'm here in the Washington area, and I'm a very amateur lobbyist in that capacity. And something else I like to do is get around, and wherever there are live music performances, and there are many, many of those in this area, have a chance and listen to live music.
What is there a particular type of music that you're most fond of?
Oh, I would say jazz and chamber music.
And if users wanted to connect with you, let's say this fall or next spring, I know that you're very active in the user group conference circuit. So I would imagine that they would have an opportunity to meet you in person at some events coming up.
I am planning on attending the SAS Global Forum. It's right in my area here outside of Washington. That's the only firm commitment I have for a live appearance. Something else that I hope is going to work out very well is online connections.
Yes.
And we've got a couple of websites, and the second appendix to the book, I think, gives the URL. But at SAS.com, there's a companion site.
That's right.
Book. And at the new SASCommunity.org site, which is a wiki-based, user-maintained, user-managed, and user-centric site, there's also going to be a page for the book. And that page will allow readers of the book to stop by and go into edit mode and make their own comments, add to the reviews, ask questions, make suggestions, and I will be monitoring that page as well.
Well, it sounds like users and readers will have a variety of ways to connect with you, whether online or perhaps in person next spring at SAS Global Forum. So, and like you, I'd like to encourage people to visit our website and check out our companion website for your book in particular, as well as sascommunity.org. Well, Howard, thank you so much for sitting down with me today. It's been great speaking with you and learning more about your book.
Well, thank you, Shirley.
We've been talking with Howard Schreier, author of Proc SQL by Example, Using SQL Within SAS. This podcast is part of the SAS Insight and Innovators podcast series. For more information about this book, visit sas.com/bookstore or email us at talkback@sas.com.